Welcome to a very warm edition of Sportsline here on WBAL. Huddle up, gather around our Sportsline campfire, and just enjoy our conversation for the next 3 hours. We have a lot to talk about on the program. Coming up at 6:35 in studio, Towson football coach Rob Ambrose. So much to talk about with Rob, including their incredible run all the way to the national title game, and apparently Terrence West leaving for the NFL. But first, we start with baseball on this very bitterly cold day. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about pitchers and catchers on a day like this. And I know our first guest tonight is as well. And although time in Florida does sometimes get monotonous, it sounds pretty damn good right about now. Rock Kubacko from massandsports.com joins us. And Rock, I'm kind of chugging along saying pitchers and catchers, pitchers and catchers, pitchers and catchers on a day like this.
Yes, it's funny because I have some friends down in Florida that are like, man, it's dropped down to the 60s or it's got down to 50, and they're freezing. But you know what? When you're in Florida, that does feel really cold.
That does.
That would be a heat wave, but down there, they're actually cold.
Yeah, I saw mid-50s coming up this weekend here, and that to me sounds pretty balmy. I might wear shorts this weekend.
Sun's out, guns out. You know, I'm excited about that.
It's time to start counting down. And I guess the first thing, I do want to talk some Orioles with you coming up here, but the first thing is tomorrow is the announcement for the most recent induction class to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. You are a voter. And how many times have you voted now, Rock?
You know, I don't know if it's like maybe four or five. I mean, the years go by so fast now, but it's somewhere around there.
And have you changed your criteria personally? I saw you write about this recently, and I thought it was very honest that you don't necessarily keep the same opinion year in and year out. And I think that's a good thing, that you evolve with time and you're not holding yourself to some ridiculous standard.
Right, and in this case, you really didn't have much of a choice, because in past years where you might not be able to find 10 worthy candidates, and there is a 10-vote limit, this year was very difficult when you had the first-timers like Maddox and Glavin and Frank Thomas and Jeff Kent. And, I mean, it was really much more difficult. And there were people, like I had Lee Smith on my ballot every year, and I had to drop him off this year because I didn't have room for him. And on the other hand, one of the reasons I had to make more room is because I put Jack Morris on, because it's his 15th and final year on the ballot. If he doesn't get in, he drops off. Then it's up to the Veterans Committee. And he's a guy, it's kind of a lightning rod here, where there are people that think he should be in, there are people don't think he deserves it. But I thought his last year on the ballot, I had to vote for him. So I had to, you know, go ahead and adjust that way. And I'm still kind of caught in that whole performance-enhancing drug thing where I just can't bring myself right now to vote for the guys, either a Palmeiro who failed a test or guys that we pretty much know were involved, even though they didn't necessarily serve a suspension. And I just can't bring myself to do it right now. Then Buster Olney presents a very good argument on ESPN where he's like, you know, that's part of our history. And it's a baseball museum. It's not a house of the holy. So, you know, who are we to judge? And if that's what was going on during that time, and it's part of baseball history, you got to vote him in. So it's still going to be a heated debate. I just can't bring myself right now to do it.
Now, who were your votes this year, if you don't mind sharing?
Okay, I did vote 10. I have Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio, Tom Glavin, Greg Maddux, Edgar Martinez, Jack Morris, Mike Mussina, Mike Piazza, Tim Raines, and Frank Thomas. But where I feel bad is I couldn't put Smith on there. I couldn't put Jeff Kent. I don't have Curt Schilling. I don't have Alan Trammell or Larry Walker. And they all, I think, deserve to be in there. And that's why there's an argument now with the BBWAA saying they really need to expand where you can vote for more than 10 people. And I think most Hall of Fames are watered down anyway. But in this case, I could see why you would want to go ahead and expand it for certain years like this. And then, of course, next year, if you look at guys who are going to be first-timers who are going to be crashing the ballot, you're going to have to make room for them. Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz, among others.
Yeah, those three are locks. And this year, I think we pretty much know Thomas, Maddox, and Glavin are locks. Am I missing any lock this year? Those are the only three slam dunks.
Yeah, I think those three for sure. You know, Biggio came the closest last year when nobody was inducted, but I don't know whether – so it'd be easy to say, well, he's in then. If he came that close, he'll get the bump this following year, but no, not necessarily, because, again, you have so many other guys. He may have dropped off a few ballots to make room for the newcomers, so I wouldn't necessarily say he's a slam dunk. I thought Greg Maddux should be unanimous. Of course, we found out today at least one person only voted for Jack Morris on his entire ballot. We know Matt, and that was one of those protest-type votes. Ken Gernick from MLB.com, who covers the Dodgers, and he just went on, I guess, MLB Network Radio earlier and said that he won't vote from this point forward because you know, he doesn't believe anybody who played in the PED era should be included. And it's like, well, didn't Morse do that? So it's kind of flawed logic, but he's denying Greg Maddux a chance to be a unanimous pick, which is just silly. How do you not put Greg Maddux on your ballot?
That's crazy talk. As far as Mike Mussina is concerned, obviously he is somewhat of a lightning rod in these parts, and deservingly so. To me, you have to understand that growing up here, he was, I would say, next to Cal, the most identifiable player on the team. And
absolutely,
I think there are many Baltimoreans that would put him maybe not on the same level, you know, historically as Cal, but he was a lot of people's favorite player in town. And he was one of the most dominant pitchers of his era. He spent all 18 years of his career in the American League East, even though eight were in pinstripes. And if he did it cleanly in the steroid era in the American League East, that has to weigh heavy, I would think, on the voters.
I would think so, too. And, you know, I've said for many years, if he had left Baltimore and gone to San Diego or some Pittsburgh, even somewhere like that, there wouldn't be the same, you know, hatred among so many fans or the same bitterness. But he went to the Yankees and he wore those pinstripes. So many people now can't forgive him. They didn't even want him in the Oriole Hall of Fame, which I think is absurd. He has to be in there.
Has to be.
So, and, you know, I was on the fence for a while with him. And, you know, his final year, he finally won 20 games for the first time. Never won a Cy Young. Never won a World Series. But just the model of consistency, like you were saying, when you look that, you know, he had a sub-4 ERA for the Orioles and for the Yankees, pitching his entire career in the AL East. I mean, how do you not respect that? How
at the height of the steroid era.
Exactly. Look at the disadvantages he supposedly was under against these guys. And to do that in those ballparks, and you know, he was such a huge reason why the Orioles had the seasons they had, 96, 97. And, you know, he won 19 games. He came close to no-hitters and perfect games. I mean, just, you know, some bad luck. But he was just the model of consistency. And in the end, I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, forget the Cy Young issue and the World Series issue. The bottom line is that this guy deserves to be in there. I just don't think he's going to make it this year, only because, and I'm just going by the votes that I have seen, it looks like enough people left him off the ballot. I don't think he's going to get in this year. He will eventually. He's just one of those guys that people were like, you know what, he's got plenty of time to get in. There are others who we need to get in first, but I think he'll eventually get in.
All right, when we come back with Rock, I want to ask him more about Mike Mussina, the player and pitcher he covered all those years here in Baltimore, and kind of the fans' observation on Mike, and do they want him in as an Oriole? That's coming up next here on Sportsline.